Settling into middle age is one of the most difficult things for a rock and roller to pull off gracefully. But rock critic Ken Tucker says that Graham Parker has accomplished it beautifully, at last, on his new album, Struck by Lightning. And this is what it sounds like.
A man smokes and a dog stretches. A woman works and a kicker fetches. I'm driving on a road that stretches over the border to America. Over the border to America.
Graham Parker has been little more than a cult star ever since he emerged from England in 1976 with two terrific aggressive albums, Howling Wind and Heat Treatment. Although it was the heyday of punk rock, he was no punk. His music was based on acoustic guitar figures and Bob Dylan's long folk rock melody lines. Parker never rejected the very idea of rock the way the punks did, but he certainly shared their class animus. As a guy who spent his formative years pumping gas in the London suburb of Hackney, he was one steamed little runt of a good musician. Some of this attitude creeps into one of his new songs, the ironically titled When I Was King.
When I was king, I was not nearly the man I am now. I was like anyone sitting on a throne made out of china. When I was king,
Parker's records have never sold well in America, and he's produced only one really exceptional album, Squeezing Out Sparks, in 1979. It contains a great lost rock classic, Discovering Japan, a baffling masterpiece in which Parker compares his lover's body to a map of Japan and manages to sustain that metaphor for the length of the song. But that was 11 years ago, and in that time, Parker has released a string of flops that sounded confused, bitter, and half-hearted. Struck by Lightning breaks his creative slump, and does it in a new, more disarming way.
She said she just wanted a friend, and then she'd be good. Something to play with now and again, and give lots of food. We've got a yard that's big enough, she says he's like a dream.
That's Children and Dogs, about Parker's new life as a happily married man and a positively delighted father. Playing harmonica on that track is, hold on to your nostalgia caps now, John Sebastian of the Lovin' Spoonful. Garth Hudson of the band also plays organ and synthesizer on a few cuts, but for the most part, this is a spare-sounding album, with Parker accompanying his autobiographical lyrics on his own guitar and harmonica. The album title comes from what he thinks of as his amazing good fortune. This former crank believes that being a contented middle-aged guy is as unlikely and unexpected as being struck by lightning. There are times on this album when Graham Parker sounds positively sappy.
What a man wants.
Ultimately, what makes Struck by Lightning a striking album is that Parker has found a way to convey a profound change in his tough attitude toward the world without denying the musical talent that made him interesting in the first place. He sounds like a revitalized artist. On one of the best songs here, he sings, "The words came out, not twist and shout, 'cause that's not what a grown man writes about. That chapter's over, and I've become the owner of a brand new book." Graham Parker makes growing up seem like no small accomplishment.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.